and on ABC Radio and via download, you're with me, Noel Debien, on The Good Life. Last episode in The Good Life, we focused on bonsai, the Japanese art of miniature cultivation of trees. Its roots are from Buddhism, and in particular the discipline of Zen Buddhism. This week, a related art, ikebana, flower arranging. Ikebana is the Japanese practice of flower arrangement, and it's now more than 500 years old. It's related in theory to both bonsai, but also to Japanese martial arts. Ikebana is about nature. It's quite intentional. It's meant to take time to appreciate things in nature that we often overlook because of our busy lives. And ikebana works on three principal artistic lines: the heaven line, the earth line, and the human line. You can see each of these lines in ikebana when the teacher points it out. Heaven is the highest, earth is the middle, and humans are level. This also carries over into the principles of Japanese gardening when you see a Japanese garden. I spoke with Megumi Bennett again from Terry Hills, who teaches at Terry Hills in Sydney, besides her bonsai, the Japanese art of ikebana, flower arrangement. She also maintains a traditional Japanese garden, and which also reflects the principles of ikebana. Okay, so we've just walked into the teaching room for ikebana. There's one from a while ago here. It's a couple of weeks old. Megumi, tell me about this.
Well, this is a modern flower arrangement, which I used for the rocks. It's very interesting. In the middle of the rock has got holes. And how we can use this interesting rock to arrange ikebana.
So this is a modern style.
Yeah, modern style.
You've said to me before that there are different schools of ikebana, but this is the modern school, yeah?
There are 300 schools in Japan. My school is Koryu School, which originated in the 18th century. Some school also has very traditional classic style. My school has. However, history of ikebana, not all the time classic arrangement. Most beautiful part of ikebana history can also change. Not many people has traditional Japanese room anymore. And so arrangement have to suit in that room.
So if I understand correctly, the traditional Japanese house of paper and mats, which was very spare with very little furniture, and the ikebana sat within a very spare environment.
Yes, that's right.
But people now are in modern rooms, so ikebana must change.
That's correct.
Now, what about this one in front of us? What I'm looking at, it's a round bowl with water in it.
Yeah.
In the centre of it, there's a very unusually shaped rock with almost a donut shape. Yeah. And then you've arranged perhaps three pieces of camellia.
Camellias. Yes. This one is part of lessons, how you apply your designing of the tree and then rocks and container and space.
Tell me how heaven, earth and men, where are the lines here?
Usually highest branch is the heaven lines and lowest part of the branches express earth, and then middle of the line between heaven and earth, man lines. Yeah, that is express universe.
So that rock in the centre, which everything is, well, it's joined, aren't the two other sections are joined?
Yeah.
This is the human line.
Human, yes.
Bonsai is something that takes years and it's constant and it's growing and you have to keep constant attention.
Yes.
Ikebana is very different.
Yes.
What are the principles of beauty in ikebana that are different from bonsai?
Bonsai is really feeling responsibility to let them grow. But ikebana, after complete, we really feel good as well. Beautiful satisfaction in our mind. Also, my students, busy life, and then come to ikebana lessons, their attitude and face changed, more relaxed face, from tension face to relaxed face, and we can tell, we can see.
Well, this is my question. When you practice ikebana, is there an effect on the inside person?
Yes. Also, ikebana, we also try to create beauty of art, using flowers, branches. Therefore, mind is just plants and myself, and how to create art from that. Just ordinary branches and then ensemble together. That is very interesting part of Ikebana. And we examine individual branches and individual flowers. And that time, it really makes us relax.
So there's a whole lot of concentration and attention going on in Ikebana.
That's, but more relaxed.
There is a connection between Ikebana and bonsai. What is this connection?
They are all living materials. Actually, my art life started through Ikebana and then afterwards bonsai. Ikebana branches and flowers arranged 10 days, 2 weeks, 1 month's time, they die. Arrangement finished. Only left is the photograph and my own satisfaction. And I thought I'd like to have something permanent, forever art. And when I met bonsai, I felt that bonsai is my life, another living art.
But you still do Ikebana?
Yeah, I do, because Ikebana give me discipline as well as teaching me a lot of sense of art. I'm always looking for the beautiful lines and space, negative space. It all had designed bonsai as well.
Ikebana is transient. It changes more quickly. This is partly the nature of art and beauty, though, isn't it, that it changes?
Yes, correct. Lots of Japanese art never last, like once finished and finished, and then going to make a new one. Another one is a bonseki, also similar to mandala. Monks create a beautiful art form with sands, and then once finished, they throw into the pond or finished. And that is the life. And art not necessarily be forever.
So bonseki is very much like people might have noticed when the Dalai Lama came, they did the mandalas, which were the coloured sands. Mm. And once the beautiful design was finished, it was just all swept away.
Yes.
To show that beauty is not permanent.
Yes. Same as bonseki. People create just white sands with black lacquer tray and use small stones. And once create, they wiped off with feather. And everybody after those, like this. But for the artist, that's it. You know, the create another energy to create another much better art.
So now we've come into the sort of central garden here. Again, highly Japanese in its sense of aesthetics. Now, I know you didn't design this yourself, Megumi, but tell me a little bit about this central garden.
Yes, this designed by Mr. Ken Lam, Imperial Gardens, ourselves here, create a Japanese garden, waterfall, pond, koi carp, and seasonal flowering plants, pines, maples and azaleas.
Well, when I walk into it just as a layperson, I know this is not a European garden. It's very obvious to me. And that's not just because there are little Japanese decorations here. Even if I had walked in and those Japanese little lanterns and things were not here, I would still know this is a Japanese garden. Why do I know that?
Probably because of not symmetric. Rocks everywhere, but positioned right rock in right position. And this garden also asymmetrical triangular shape.
So it's a triangular shape. Are the heaven, earth and men lines working here?
Yes.
Can you show me where they are?
Yes, that the waterfall section is the higher, and then a tall tree, Japanese maple. And those are heaven lines, and then waterfalls in the middle, and then pond, and then land is the earth.
So the pond where all these carp are sitting around looking beautiful and happy,
yes.
This is the earth line.
Yes, correct.
And when we look up to the sky, yes, there is high trees, but also a waterfall. This is the heaven line falling down to earth.
That's correct.
And so the human line is in the middle where the rocks and plants are.
Yes, the humans, we walk around on the ground.
Now, these craggy rocks, I've seen these in Chinese gardens too. There's something about Japanese sensibility that likes the asymmetrical craggy rock.
Japanese rocks are supposed to be not round river stones, have to be rugged and very interesting artistic rocks we position.
And when we're trying to talk about Mono no Owaru, the pathos, again here, because of the azaleas, I think, just starting to flower, because of the seasonal plants, we get a sense of the connection to the season.
Yes, exactly correct. And Japanese maples in autumn colour, and then winter time they deciduous. And we feel the Mono no Aware because of the life. We have also irises growing in early summer.
These bulbs will flower in early summer, and this again will change the sense of pathos and season.
Yes, Japanese garden in Japan also very associated with in the seasons, four seasons.
And this unites the principle of Ikebana?
Very much.
And also bonsai?
Bonsai, yeah. Japanese art are all associated with nature.
And the seasons and the changes of seasons.
That's right, yeah.